Hello and welcome to the South Carolina Business Review. This is Mike Switzer. The pandemic has certainly changed the workplace, bringing employees' health and wellness concerns to the forefront. Our next guest says that the wellness part of that equation is not getting enough attention. Lisa Burbage is CEO and founder of Wellness 5, and she joins us now by phone from her office in Charleston, South Carolina. Lisa, welcome to the program.
Thank you, Mike.
So first of all, give us a brief history and overview of your company and how you got into this business.
Prior to starting Wellness 5, I was in a very stressful occupation, didn't know how to turn off, and as a result got breast cancer. Once I got myself well, I decided I wanted to help other people avoid what I had to go through. Now I focus on prevention.
For our listeners not familiar with corporate wellness, go into more detail on what that is exactly.
Companies seem to have really stepped up to the plate to help their employees around the area of health and wellness. I don't think it's any great surprise that healthcare costs continue to go up. And as a result, their companies are trying to figure out ways they can move the needle in the other direction. And one of the ways they can do that is through health and wellness. When most people think of wellness, they think of the physical side, which is certainly a part of it, diet and exercise. But there are four other areas that are just as important: career, social, financial, and sense of community. All of those play in to someone's ability to thrive and not just survive.
A few of those you've mentioned would certainly be some of the biggest wellness concerns of employees right now.
Yes, they really are. In fact, the Gallup organization in Metropolitan Life just did a study as recently as June, and they found that there's really four areas right now that employees are very worried about. The first is financial, second is mental, the physical, of course, and social connection. So those seem to be the big concerns as we move through this pandemic.
How are you recommending that companies address these concerns?
The financial piece, you know, the best thing would probably be to bring in a financial expert to talk about budgeting, savings. I think this hit so many folks so hard because they didn't have an emergency fund. Bringing someone in who can show employees how to budget, how to save, how to pay down debt, I think would be very helpful. As far as mental, keeping a gratitude journal, 3 to 5 things every day that you're thankful for, just putting the focus on the positive things, not focusing on the things we can't control. We can't control what President Trump or Congress is doing or not doing. Those things are out of our control. So focus on the things that we can control, and that might involve not watching the news as much. And millennials, they really are very perfectionistic, and that is adding to a lot of the stress and anxiety in the workplace right now, that desire to always do everything perfect. And right now, we certainly can't do everything perfect. So there's no need to beat yourself up. And then just helping others. We get so much out of helping others, almost more than the person we're helping. In the case of work, where you help a coworker, a lot of companies are bringing their employees back gradually, so there's staggered shifts. Some departments are understaffed. A way to help might be to jump in, roll up your sleeves, and help a colleague who's overwhelmed or short-staffed.
And during these tough times, are you indeed seeing companies put in place some programs that could help not only the employees themselves, but the company and its own bottom line?
Well, you're so right, Mike. I mean, the bottom line is really what drives it for the companies. Yes, my pipeline is getting quite full. I'm doing a lot of speaking right now. But it's not, at first, you know, I thought the only way to be able to help people change behaviors was to do it on site. But I've realized during this time that virtual can be quite effective.
Well, Lisa, thank you so much for spending time with us today.
Well, thank you for having me.
Lisa Burbidge is CEO and founder of Wellness 5. She joined us by phone from her office in Charleston, South Carolina. We will have a link to her company posted at our webpage so you can learn more. Our address is southcarolinapublicradio.org, where you can hear this show again and subscribe to this podcast. With the South Carolina Business Review, this is Mike Switzer.
The views expressed on the South Carolina Business Review do not necessarily reflect those of South Carolina Public Radio.